Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks, it's time. We're going to open these phone lines up. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open, 800-636-1067. It's time to Ask B. Mitch Anything. Ask B. Mitch Anything is sponsored by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B, I'm going to start. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Get to Ask B. Mitch Anything you want. I'll keep the phone lines open for a while if we get a bunch of calls. We do have Jeff's song coming at 12:45, Week 5 Need a Win song. Plus, our friend Chris Hare will join the program at 1 o'clock, tell us everything we need to know about the Los Angeles Chargers. B, you've been in these locker rooms, you've been in these situations. You're 2-2. You had high expectations. Hasn't really gone the way you expected. How important is a win here this weekend?
I mean, it's important. If you go 3-2, it's much better than being 2-3. But 2-3 is not the end of the world either. You know what I mean? But the thing of it is, they have to show up. This is the third road game. The first two were duds, in a sense. You know, especially defensively. They have to go out there and show what they're made of, what they're capable of, and come with a lot of energy. You know what I mean? Because they did not have much energy in the two road games I've been on.
Have you ever been part of a team where they struggle to get it going on the road like this?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know,
What causes that?
Sometimes, you know, it's just like you go out there and you're trying too hard. You know, also, some people, they get out of their routine. Like when they're at home, they have a routine. You know, in front of your crowd. Hell, like you said yesterday, guys didn't like playing at home here for a while. But for me, it was always like, I want to shut their fans up. And I came with that energy. And the thing I've always said, it doesn't start Sunday. You got to practice like that. You got to bring that energy all week. You know, we always talk about you play like you practice. Well, if you practice low key and nothing like you, that's how you're gonna play. Somebody got to bring the energy in there, and there are guys on this team that I know are the Energizer Bunnies. They're the hype men. They bring that energy, that electricity with the team. Those guys got to lead the way.
Need to see it, man. Yep. At some point, you got to see it. Phone lines are open for Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co., 800-636-1067. B, you played quarterback in college. You were a running quarterback,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Did you ever go into a game coming – I know you never sustained a major injury, but did you ever go into a game dealing with an injury where – it was in your head going into the game? How do you cope with that?
Well, I never went to a game in college like that, but in high school when I had a knee injury and I had to wear a knee brace, and I went to the game and I was thinking about the injury, and when I got into the game, I realized that just having the brace there had me focusing on my knee more than it had me focusing on the game.
Yeah.
And I went into halftime. I was like, Coach, look, man, this brace is a hindrance. And it's making me think about it. I say, I need them to just. So you remember that thick brown elastic tape?
maybe.
It was like a little wider, but it was thicker. So I had them, they did a special way that they taped my knee with that stuff. And soon as I got in the second half, I started balling. Because I wasn't concerned about the knee anymore. I knew to protect myself, but when you got that knee brace, it was a reminder, you know what I mean? That something ain't right. You know, although they had already, they told me I was able to go play, you know, had passed all the tests, everything's all right. But having a knee brace just was a reminder to me. You know, and I understand it's high school. You know, it's not a value thing. They got value now. And but the thing of it is, you got to eventually get in your mind where you just got to go. You got to get it out your head. You can't, if you're thinking about that, you're going to have problems.
Lamphill, can you imagine what knee braces must have been like in the 60s? I mean, that thing had to be made of wood.
Just gigantic.
Oh, bastards.
Let's hit the phone lines. 800-636-1067. It is Ask Beamish Anything. John is in Manassas. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, gentlemen. Great show as always.
Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. If you were to make a trade, offensively, defensively, from what you've seen in the first 4 weeks of the season so far, which position, and is there a particular player, for example, I know Trey Hendrickson was, you know, mentioned earlier, you know, in the offseason, or with the secondary, you know, the poor performance last week. So just curious to get your thoughts on that.
I mean, right now, I don't think there are many teams that are getting rid of top-notch players at this point in the season. So.
Right.
It'll be hard to just say who I would trade for, because if I don't have nothing that I can go get that's going to make me better, why make the trade?
Sure.
Yeah.
But so, is there a particular position, though, not a player, but just an area of the team that you, like a glaring need from your perspective?
Receiver.
Yeah, the receiver.
With all the injuries.
Because guys are injured, that's about it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's only because of injuries.
But in terms of, like, production, because those players are going to come back. You've got defensive needs big time with players that aren't injured, right? So, like, from my perspective, it's like, we got to do something. At the trade deadline, as an example, what are we proactively doing, right? And I trust Peters. But it's like, I expect them, and I'm sure the rest of the fan base does too, to make some moves. If they are where they should be.
They make moves if it's the proper move. You don't make a move just to make a move.
Honestly, everybody wants to talk about the trade deadline, right? Which is roughly a month away.
Right.
They made a move last year at the trade deadline that was largely celebrated. I mean, how does that Lattimore trade look now? You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
necessarily
sure.
Making the move isn't always the best decision.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but you can't be complacent either, right? So it's like, I mean, you don't want to make a move just to make a move, but I'm saying
we're saying that right now. Let's say they go on a 3-4 game winning streak. Are we going to be thinking that right now? Thinking that then?
I think it depends on the performance. If you're winning games by 1 point and it's like 42-45, right, and you're still giving up, you know, big passes and big runs, I think, yeah. I mean, it just depends on the performance of the team. But
dude,
I'm really concerned
last
about
year,
the defense.
Last year – what was the final score in the Bengals game? 37-34? 34-31?
38-34,
something like that. All right, I just pulled it up. 38-33.
All right.
I don't think anybody was like, oh, man, this isn't good, right? Like, they win on the road. Like, if they win tomorrow and it's 30-27 and they get to 3-2 and then they're coming home for a Monday night game against the Bears, like, I don't think there's a direct translation. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you, buddy. Like, I don't think there's a direct correlation with, like, oh, man, they've got to make a move. The secondary is getting beat, right?
Yeah.
Like, they are getting – they really are not looking good right now.
Yeah.
How much of that, B, do you think is on the players in the room versus
– I think it's a combination of things. I think it's a combination of the players in the room and the scheme that they're playing. If they're not going to make adjustments until halftime, but listening to Joe Witt, they were making adjustments. And the communication wasn't proper. They got to find, like, that's, I've always said it, in the secondary, if the ball is being snapped and you're still looking at your guy trying to communicate what to do, it's too damn late. They got to be able to know when they line up, communicate, boom, gone. Now I'm looking at the player. Too many times that ball was snapped and guys are looking somewhere else instead of looking at the ball or looking at the player that they're supposed to be checking.
Right. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Ask B-Mitch Anything is brought to you by Collars & Co., where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with the dress collar polo today. B, you probably do it more than I have, where you're like endorsing clothing products.
Uh-huh.
The amount of people I have asking me, yo, do you actually like this? Are you just saying it? Is off the charts. And let me just be clear, mm-hmm. I actually really like it. Like the dress shirts, I'm going to wear one on Sunday, are phenomenal. Like me those too. Polos are dope. You know
well,
what I mean?
I got on the pants right now, and I'm going to be throwing on a sweater later. Like, you know, you get the little sweaters, and the collars kind of sag.
Yeah.
Not with these, brother. I love it. I absolutely love it. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be on here talking to y'all about anything that I talk about if I didn't like it. I'm going to be real.
I just got to say I'm proud of you for wearing pants, B. Because I know every day you make that decision, and today you wore pants, so I'm proud of you.
Sick.
It's my understanding, Jim on line two has a question. Ask B-Mitch Anything. What's up, Jim?
Yo, B-Mitch, what's your favorite crawfish recipe?
Why I got to be looking at the dude asking me questions, trying to act like he's somebody else?
I mean, that's Jim on line two.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to give you a little way to do. I'm going to give you a quick recipe. Do some etouffee, all right? Get you a stick of butter and saute it in the pot. Then you throw some onions, some bell peppers, garlic, a little celery in it. Saute that. Take your shrimp. No, never get crawfish. Let's go crawfish. Go use crawfish. Put your crawfish in there and do that. Cook them. Do it around a little bit till you start to see the crawfish begin to like, you can see the little part, the little tail part starts to come up. It's letting you know it's about done. Throw you some cream of mushroom soup in there.
Ooh, I wouldn't have thought that.
Yep, cream of mushroom soup. And get one. So if you get three, I want you to get 2 pounds of crawfish. You're going to get one can of cream of mushroom and one can of the golden cream of mushroom. And you're going to just roll that thing around a little bit, saute it up. Because you don't need to add the tomato sauce when you use crawfish because it gives off its own little reddish color. And you just cook it a little bit. Let it simmer for now. You got everything in it. You can add maybe a cup of water, and you let that simmer for about 15 to 20 minutes on medium. Turn it off. Ready to go. Serve it over rice.
Bam. Sounds great.
Well, I forgot to add the cayenne pepper and a little Louisiana spice. Not no damn obey.
Kanye pepper. Can I ask a follow up, Brian?
Yeah.
Do you think Landfill's ever going to actually cook all that?
No. He's going to wait till I cook it, so I bring it in and he eat it.
I also don't think – Landfill, are you actually going to cook etouffee sometime?
No. Why are you even asking that question? You know I ain't going to do it.
I better odds, Landfill makes etouffee sometime or Landfill orders movie theater popcorn to his home this weekend?
Popcorn.
Oh, he doing that today, as soon as he get off.
I mean, the popcorn's probably not going to happen. I feel like there was a lot of steps, a lot more than I expected. I'm probably not going to go that far, but I will wait till B-Mitch makes it and try it, or try to find a restaurant around here that has it.
I probably won't have a restaurant around here that has it.
I, left hand up, I am in for when B makes it and brings it in for the boys. That's what I'm here for. I'm not going to make it.
You probably just take it out the can and just bring it in.
JP not even washing the crawfish off.
Left hand up. I love shellfish. I know my way around an oyster. Landfill, I know my way around a clam, but I am not a crawfish expert. I struggle to get them out.
The crawfish are already clean when you get them. It's just the tail when you make etouffee.
B, I'm telling you, like I've been in New Orleans and sat down and gotten like a bowl, like a bucket of crawfish when they pour it on the table, whatever you call it, boil.
Yeah.
And I don't have a ton of success sucking the tail or whatever the sexual tail, innuendo is. Yeah, I'm not great at it. So there's probably a litany of reasons why I'm not your guy for this, but I'm definitely not your guy for a crawfish boil. I will happily attend.
We're not doing a crawfish boil. We're doing an etouffee. It's different.
It's different, Landfill. Let's go to these phones, 800-636-1067. Brian is in Herndon. Brian, what's your question for Brian?
Hey, guys. Happy Friday, JP, B. Mitch, Landfill, Jeff. Happy Friday, fellas.
Happy to you, brother.
Hey, B. Mitch. So, long story short, I coached my son's flag football team, sixth grade. Last week, we got a big bounce back. We need a big bounce back win tomorrow morning at 11. Long story, man, we were marching down the field down by four last Saturday, and my son threw a bomb to his best friend, caught the ball, got tackled at like the eight, got up to the ball, no timeouts left, snapped the ball, but the referee called the whistle right after the snap and said the game was over. It was kind of a bogus, but anyhow, we're moving on.
Yeah.
So game's tomorrow at 11 a.m. What's your opening play call for tomorrow morning at 11 a.m.?
Y'all run the ball a lot?
All verts.
Yeah, man. So we get the ball at the 5 yard line, going out of our, you know, going out of the end zone. So we can run it or pass.
You got
it.
You have a good quarterback.
Yeah, I do have a good quarterback.
Play action pass.
Play action.
I remember. I'm gonna tell you why, because we had a play. We had called coach, said we're gonna run same thing that the Eagles did against us when LeVar Landry, when DeSean Jackson went by LeRon. So he said, we run this play action pass, first play of the game. And I say, no matter where we at, he's like, yep. So we had a penalty. So we're on the 7 yard line.
Okay.
I rolled the fullback in, boom, came out of that thing. Troy Toriak was wide open. I hit him at the 50. He went into the end zone for a 93 yard touchdown, opening up the game.
Bang.
You're talking about a big fly right out the gate. Play action, we're talking.
There you go.
Go big.
But they're not expecting it. They think you run the ball a lot. They're going to expect you to run. Ride that thing in there. Let that quarterback come out there and hit this guy in stride.
Take your shot.
Backside post?
Thank you, Brian.
Backside post?
Post, yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, bro.
There you go.
There you go.
B. Mitch, the play caller.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody
go
anywhere.
Let it fly.
B. Mitch and Finley, ask B. Mitch anything. Phone lines are open. Jeffrey has a song. Plus, we're going to preview the Chargers at 1 o'clock. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Enjoy responsibly. I got to be honest. At home, it's what, 12:30? That's enjoyment o'clock. It's 9:29 a.m. here in Los Angeles. A little early. I got to work this afternoon. Headed to the L.A. Coliseum. B., did you ever play in the Coliseum?
Yep. I returned 100-yarder in the preseason game there.
Awesome. Against the Rams or who?
The Raiders.
That's very cool. Yo, I mean, back then, the Raiders playing in the Coliseum, that might have – what felt more dangerous, the Raiders playing in the L.A. Coliseum or the Oakland Coliseum?
Man. Oakland Coliseum. It was like when they had that little black hole area.
Yeah, dude.
You don't mess around and try to jump in those stands. You might come out stabbed.
Yeah, that's like the line and hit him up. Don't one of y'all have sickle cell or something? Let's go to Andrew in D.C. with a question for Beamish. What's up, Drew?
Hey, guys. How you doing? So I wanted to ask about tackling. You know, like since we know that they're not allowed to like tackle during practice, how can they get better at tackling during the week between the games? And do you think our guys should maybe try being like more aggressive when tackling, like really try to force themselves on the guy to really, like, force themselves down, or would that be too risky with, like, a possible penalty?
They can practice hitting dummies, wrap the dummy up and lift it. You can grab your player, grab him and lift him. At least put your arms around him. The problem is, I know guys don't get a chance to practice in practice like that, but you don't throw forearms in practice either. You know, so I don't know where that throwing the forearm thing comes from, because when I watch people in practice right now, they just run up to the guy and go, woo, they run past him. Like, I would have gotten you. No. Run up. If you put your arms around that guy and lift him up, that's a sure tackle. You get in the game, put your arms around him, fall down. That's all you got to do. You know, they used to have these little dummies that run around, these robotic things. I don't know if they have that anymore. But you can put a dummy out there. They can do practice drills with dummies going to the ground. May not be able to hit your player, but you can do that. But at least wrap your arms around them.
Thanks for the call, Brian. I appreciate it, man. Andrew, I believe Jeff on line 5. Jeff from Fairmont Heights. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, B.
What up?
You know what I'm going to ask you for. It's getting cold outside. Just tell me what I need to get. When can I get that red beans and rice, man?
Damn,
I've been
Jeff.
Waiting
why,
on it.
Why is the this Jeff and Jim guys just calling me about some damn food?
Yeah, seriously.
Because I bought him chicken today.
Because the last
time. Damn, you bought chicken? I'm not even there.
The last time I tried to make red beans and rice, it was okay until I tasted somebody from Louisiana's. And I said, I need a pot of this. I know who I can call. B. Mitch. If I get the ingredients, he'll make it.
Go get you 3 packs of camellia beans, and get how you like you know what pickle tips are?
Whoa, pause!
Isn't that like some type of beef or something?
Hold up, no, Jeff, are you playing hide the pickle?
Pork. Okay, so no, JB, I'm not listening to you.
Pickle tips, and go get you some andouille sausage. Like get like a pound of pickle tips to 2 pounds, and get you 2 pounds of sausage. Bring it to me. I'll cook it and bring it to you. No. You got to get your onion. Well, don't worry. I do the onion bell pepper. I handle that for you.
Let's get it.
Now, I'm bringing it to work so all of us can taste it.
Yeah.
That's
Jeff,
fine.
I have an answer for you, Jeff.
What's up?
It has nothing to do with hide the pickle, okay? I've made a decision in my life. I still use Amazon Prime all the time. But you know you see those videos of these dudes that just roll into like CVS or Target and they just steal like the entire wall? And the people are freaked out, and then they just walk out with it. I have decided those people then sell that stuff on Amazon. Like that there's like a direct correlation. So I try to be a Walmart Plus guy when I can, because at least it's owned by like a company and it's not directly or indirectly supporting like outright theft.
Uh-huh.
So Jeff, here's my red beans and rice recipe, Jeff. Are you ready for this?
I'm not.
Download the Walmart Plus app and type in red beans and rice. And within 3 hours, I could get you Zatarain's red beans and rice delivered. I could get you Glory Foods red beans and rice delivered. I could get you Uncle Ben's original red beans and rice delivered.
See, that's
within
the,
3 hours.
They
and
won't,
all
they
of those cost
like Uncle Ben's, though.
They cost less than $2.
See, that's the problem with the world now, JP. Everybody want this instant food. We missing the times when people put love in the food. That's what we need. That's
hope they don't put their love in it, Jeff.
You're not gonna get the same love in a Ben's red beans and rice. Come on,
Jeff,
man.
Be careful where you're putting your love in.
If I cook these red beans and rice and bring them in, JP don't get none. He got to bring his own little canned beans and rice here.
No,
yeah.
Brian.
Then we take it.
If I may,
since you want that type of crap, no, man. This man wants the good stuff.
But Brian, I would love for you to cook red beans and rice. I would love to eat the red beans and rice. I'm just not going to persistently request that you make it. I'm more of the like, yo, you brought food in, that's great.
At least he offered to buy the stuff. And he's asked me for recipes and stuff like that, but he tried to cook it and it was kind of watery. I'm being real.
Kind of. It looked like soup.
So he wants it to be done right. So, you know, I don't mind. It's the time I don't mind cooking for certain people at certain times.
I know what the problem is, B.
What?
JP mad because nobody asked for his beans.
Nah, that's just baked beans.
It's a family recipe, Jeff.
That's not a
family
recipe. That is your recipe. Your family, like, dog, can you at least do something else to these damn beans? It tastes tastes like can.
Yeah, because they're out of a can. I have some level of pause with Chef Jeff, not G-E-O-F-F. That Chef Jeff knows what he's doing. But Chef Jeff, J-E-P-H, Jeff Too Funny, his masterpiece that he's brought in was the fresh fish.
The bony fish?
Yeah, I've never seen – he must have caught a fish that only persisted on bones. It was the boniest fish in history.
Yeah.
So forgive me if I –
Yeah, Jeff, hold on. Bad, though.
I let y'all taste some of the rockfish that I made. Y'all said that was good.
Which one?
The bony fish?
No, I had some rockfish that I caught.
Oh, that day you did. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, now I got to go catch some more so I can make sure JP tasted it too.
Don't ever bring that bony fish again.
I love stripers, Jeff. If you bring in fresh stripers, I will eat it. I don't think you need to bread and fry that fish.
I've never taken that long to eat fish in my life.
My bad. All right. Our guy, I had a comment dialed up for B. Mitch talking about eating bony fish, and I decided to move forward. That's maturity. Drew is online, too. What's up, Drew? Ask B. Mitch something.
I got so hungry listening to you guys, I almost forgot what I wanted to ask B. Mitch.
That's the weed, Drew. That ain't being hungry.
Oh, no, I'm too early for that. We got plenty of time. I do apologize. I will not be out in L.A. with you guys this week, but we got Bama Vanderbilt tomorrow, so that'll be equally
that'll
good.
That'll be fun, man. But, yeah, enjoy it.
Yeah. But my question, I'm still optimistic about where the season's going, but I have seen a lot of kind of negative chatter. And my question is really, B. Mitch, kind of think of three different things. I love to get your opinion about what's real and what's kind of just noise.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, on the away games, they came out flat, and hopefully they don't do that Sunday. But I think also the fan expectation this year is just a lot different than it's been in years. And I think we kind of come out expecting them to win every game and be crazy every game.
Yep.
And I think last year, if we would have been 2-2 with two dominant home games after four, we'd be pretty happy. And then the third is we really haven't seen Jaden, light it up like we know he can. And so from your perspective, what do you think is really real going on? And what do you think is just noise that we shouldn't be paying attention to?
I think it's a combination. So fans' expectation is way, way, way high. They forgot about that they're still rebuilding. They just saw last year, now everything should be ready to go. That's how fans think. A lot of fans are pissed off because their fantasy football stuff is not doing what they wanted to do. That's why I have a problem with fantasy football, because it makes fans stupid. Secondly, the team didn't come out with the energy that they should have, but they could change that around in no time. You know what I mean? So I saw somebody else saying this, though. They're like, fans, don't get mad at the players because your expectation is out the roof. I want you to go out there. I want you to give me the best effort. If I see great effort and you lose a game, I'm cool with it. But if you go out and give great effort and lose a game, I guarantee you most people on social media won't be cool with it. So my advice to players is don't look at it.
Joe Witt actually talked about that,
yeah,
which I thought was pretty interesting. And he said, I know my players look at it, but I wish they wouldn't.
Yeah, because the thing of it is this, Jay. And listen, bro, a lot of people have played football. But you can play football and still don't know what the hell you're talking about. Like, I try to give you more of a situation based off of my experiences. I'm not telling you what the hell they're supposed to do, because I don't know what they're supposed to do. But I know they're supposed to try to tackle a guy. I know they're supposed to try to cover a guy. I know they're supposed to try to block guys. I know they're supposed to try to put pressure. So I can discuss those things. But for the people that want to call in and tell me about how they should run this gap and that gap and run this cover and that, I don't want to hear that, because you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their marching orders are. So if you are mad because you didn't see somebody give effort, boom, you can have that. But when you start trying to act like you know what they're exactly trying to do, I shy away from that, and I would tell players, don't get pissed off, because you know what you're trying. If you messed up because you didn't do what the coach told you to do, you already should be mad at yourself, because you know coach going to curse you out.
Well, dude, it's interesting, because we've had this, I don't know why. Maybe it must have been an actual I'm trying to remember what coach it was that talked about it. One coach was asked about Pro Football Focus grades and how they've become this, like, end-all, be-all in discussions. And the coach was like, I don't know how anybody can provide a grade without knowing what the design of the play is.
That's what I'm saying.
Always said about PFF. I think PFF's, like, actual data, how often is somebody in 12 personnel, 13, three wide receiver sets, bunch of formations.
That's
like,
cool.
The defined data they can provide, and other sites, right? Like, not just PFF. The defined data they can provide has so much value. But their subjective stuff, pass rush win rate, you know, like, you don't know what the play design is. So you don't know if the person is achieving their goal.
Yeah. Like the pass rush win rate. If you don't get to the quarterback, but you made that quarterback move, you won. If you don't get to the quarterback and your color flashed and he pulled the ball down, you won. If I go to block you and I don't knock you on your back, but you don't hit my quarterback, I won. That's the stuff that PFF does not talk about. See, a lot of time you watch quarterback stand and then he just go and you go, well, why the hell did he move? Well, something flashed. And that guy that didn't even touch him, that was a win. But they won't call that a win rate because he didn't get home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why.
Some of it is more nuanced, like trying to measure pressures versus, you know what I mean?
Jay, as I said a long time ago, bro, it's like the people that wasn't involved with sports trying to take over it, and they've come up with stuff that, like, the sports people don't really understand a lot of stuff that's being discussed. The geeks do, and the geeks are taking over sports.
Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Jeff Walker's got his Week 5 song next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to do a Chargers preview in about 10 minutes. But right now, to celebrate a Scotty's Vodka Rebel Friday in the fall, when the Commanders play, our guy, DJ Jeff Too Funny, Jeff Walker, makes a special song. Jeff, you tried to blame me last week because I made it. I said we were going to get a whole bunch of chicken wings. I got nothing to offer. You're up, buddy.
Yeah, this song was inspired by the San Diego Chargers. Yeah, that's where we going to play at. I know it's LA, JP, I'm messing with you. This is inspired by last week's loss leading into this, game. And it's just questions that need to be answered. Landini, let's get to it.
I ain't like that L. We got to put a little more heart in it. I need to know where my dog's at. Do we still got some dogs on this team? Where my dogs at? Where my hustlers that's gon' go out there and ball at? When we score, who gon' go and get the ball back? I know we got them and we bout to start falling. Yeah, where my dogs at? Where my hustlers that's gon' go out there and ball at? When we score, who gon' go and get the ball back? I know we got them and we bout to start falling. Watching the game, man, I was living. I rapped about the belt, but we the ones who got the whipping. I almost broke my TV cause the defense got the tripping. Number one on third down, but it looked like easy picking. Now we're soaring to LA, marching in so fast. We gon' handle this electric like a Pepco guy. Sent panic through the fan base and I don't know why. We can turn this thing around cause it's only week 5. But if we gon' do it, man, we gotta get to it. Every
oh man, I swear they gon' move it. It's the little things that count when you try and make a play. Cross your T's, dot your I's, and it's gonna come your way. You ain't gotta try hard, do your job, man, just play. And knock the lights out of California, hey. Roof, yeah, where my dogs at? Where my hustlers that's gon' go out there and ball at? When we score, who gon' go and get the ball back? I know we got them and we bout to south ball at. Roof, yeah, where my dogs at? Where my hustlers that's gon' go out there and ball at? When we score, who gon' go and get the ball back? I know we got them and we bout to stop ballin'.
Like big bro Doc Walker say, where the canines at? Where the dogs at? You don't need the heart of a lion, you need the heart of Brian Mitchell. That's what we need to activate. Tap in. Yeah, where my dogs at? Yeah, where my dogs at? Yeah, where my dogs at? Knuckle up.
And that's it. We need our dogs out this week.
I like that.
So here's my question. I'm not there, so I don't know what was produced audio. It was a good song, Jeff. Thank you, buddy. But was B doing his barking there, or was that in the song?
That was because, B barking.
Okay. Because I was like, damn, Jeff perfectly recreated B's bark. I was blown away. All right. That was strong.
That was strong, brother.
Thanks, fellas.
You better sit at the dock, dog.
Well, let me ask. Yeah, you should send that to Doc. Maybe we should get Doc on, especially playing in his hometown. Who is the dog that steps up? Is it Jaden? It might just have to be Jaden.
Hey, man, listen. There are all types of dogs, okay? You can have a Rott. You can have your old German Shepherd, a Belgian Malinois. It may just be a Yorkie. That Yorkie bites your ass and you don't see him coming, it's going to hurt. If that Yorkie, if you're walking down the street all of a sudden and a little Chihuahua starts to bark, you jump and you start to run real quick, don't you? Yep. It's not how big the dog is. It's like, how big is the bite of that dog?
What do they say, B? It's not the size of the boat, it's the motion of the ocean. Is that the right phrase?
I don't know if that's the right phrase to be using in this situation.
Oh, it's not the size of the dog.
It's the size of the bite in the dog.
It's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size
the
of the fight
in
the
dog.
Dog.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that fight.
I ain't as good once as I ever was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's it.
Yeah, yeah. So if the bite in that dog is big, bring it. Listen, I've watched Mikey play. If Mikey's on the field, Mikey's brought some bite. You know, he'll go get you. Jaden is a dog. Jaden is not a smile all day, but he's trying to win, trying to take care of you. Debo is a dog, and he brings some girth with his, a little thicker guy. You know, we got guys on that defense that have been playing. They can get it done. We need the dogs to come.
Oh, one more thing, y'all. Every song that we dropped this year is on all streaming platforms.
All right.
And they drop every Friday. They're there.
All right.
There you go. Jeff, I got feedback from one of our regular guests, friend of the program. The feedback was, that might be the best one yet about your song. Do you want to guess who sent me that?
Heather. No, she's not. She's a friend of the program. Nikki?
Greenberg.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Okay.
I thought you'd like that.
You hit that, dog. Seriously.
Our friend Chris Hare joins us next, tells us what's going on with the Chargers as we get closer to kickoff. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.